Kiss Podcast, number 8, October 20th, 2005.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
Hey, Kiss fans from around the globe. Dion here bringing you another edition of the Kiss Podcast. This is Kiss Podcast number 8. And I was wondering what you thought about that song that I just played. It was pretty new to me. It was a cover Kiss did in 2003. The Ramones released a tribute album. And the tribute album was called We're a Happy Family. And Kiss did a number for it, which was Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? And I think it's a really catchy tune. And it's probably the closest thing that we can get these days as a Kiss single. I mean, there's not much coming out from the band these days. Well, except for the Rock the Nation DVD that's coming out, yes, anytime soon. But yeah, I'm talking about new material, of course. But this song, actually, you can. It was Gene, Eric, and Paul on that song. And yeah, they did it for the Ramones tribute. The Ramones, of course, also a band from New York City, also formed in the early 70s. And from what I've been reading on the internet, actually, Kiss's song has been getting really good reviews in comparison to the other songs on the album. And that's really surprising, considering the fact that there's a lot of good bands on that album, such as U2, Metallica, Marilyn Manson, Green Day, and the list goes on and on. 16 songs on that album, actually. But yeah, I thought I'd just play it for you. I think it's a really good tune, you know, catchy horns in there. And yeah, this is Kiss Podcast number 8. So what can you expect in this podcast? Well, we have some Alice Cooper stuff. I read on the internet that Alice actually was going to sue, or he did sue Kiss, because Kiss did a track on the Psycho Circus album which was very similar to a track Alice did earlier, but I'll tell you all about it later. We have an interview, a small interview where Alice Cooper mentions Kiss. Of course, Alice Cooper related to Kiss because of Eric Singer drumming in that band. What else do we have? I'm going to talk about Roxy 77, his podcast. And of course, I'm going to talk about the website. I'm going to talk a little bit about the new job I started 2.5 weeks ago. And of course, the upcoming projects, some interviews, and of course, the UK Kiss Expo, which will be happening later this year. Let me start off with a song. This is a song you all know, a very well-known Kiss song. And if I say "When You're Down in the Dumps," probably everybody knows what I'm talking about. But this song was covered by a band from Australia. They're actually from Adelaide, and they're a really great band, really heavy. And this is their rendition of the very famous song. I'm not going to tell you what song it is. The band is, of course, Shotgun Sacred. And Lisa from ShotgunSacred.com was graciously enough to let me play the song on the Kiss podcast. So, and the reason why it's so great is because Kelly, who was doing the lead vocals on this track, sounds really amazing, and it's a change, you know, a female lead singer doing a Kiss song. So, without further ado, there's only one thing that's gonna do it the way you want it, and that's... great track there, Shotgun Sacred. Now, if you want to check out their music, just go to their website, shotgunsacred.com. And I believe on the download page, there's some information on how you can order or obtain their records. So go check that out. Now, while I was preparing for the show, I got some great audio material from Nige from the UK. He sent me an Alice Cooper interview track, which I'm going to play for you in just a moment. But while I was listening to it, I thought, I have to get some background info on Alice Cooper, you know, if I'm going to play this clip in the show. And I was, just Googling around on the internet, trying to find something, from Alice Cooper related to Kiss. And lo and behold, there is something that I found, which goes back all the way to 1998. And, it's about a lawsuit that Alice Cooper, or I should say Alice Cooper's publishing company, filed against Kiss. Let me just read to you what E! Online tells about it in an article they wrote in 1998. They say, according to a complaint filed in a federal court in Los Angeles on October 21st, 1998, a cut of Kiss's new Psycho Circus album called Dreamin' rips off Cooper's 1971 hit 18. Now, they made a call to the publisher, which is Bizarre Music at the time, and it revealed that Alice Cooper actually didn't know about the whole lawsuit, but the publishing company just went ahead. And they just sued Paul Stanley, Bruce Kulick, and the record company because they were listed as being the creative forces for that song. But what can you read on RollingStone.com 11 months later? The parties have reached an out-of-court settlement. And that's that. They were initially asking for a rather high settlement amount and planned to take the case really to court. But once the lawyers for Kiss's label presented them with the disappointing sales figures of Psycho Circus, they lowered the amount they were asking and eventually just settled out of court. So just a storm in a glass of water. Which went away because of the low sales of Psycho Circus. Anyway, I thought I'd just dig up both tracks for you and play them on the Kiss podcast to see what you think, if there are any similarities. First of all, I'm going to play the Alice Cooper track, 18, and after that I'm going to play Dreamin' off Psycho Circus. So just have a listen, and afterwards you can make up your own mind. Here is 18.
Rock in your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Living in the middle of doubt.
right, well, maybe the intro has a couple of similarities, but other than that, I think it's just a creative coincidence that the songs, sound alike. But let me just play Dreaming and see what you think of that. One of the better tracks of the Psycho Circus album, Dreamin'. And if I may say so myself, a better track than 18 anyway. But this whole thing was actually about the interview that Nige sent me. And let's just play that for you now. It's a pretty hilarious interview, and if you know Alice Cooper a little bit better, then you probably can put this interview in the right context. I mean, this interviewer is pretty negative about Kiss, But like I said, if you know Alice, you can just take this with a grain of salt. And if you talk to Eric also about Alice, he says Alice is a great guy. But anyway, thanks a lot, Nige, for sending me the interview. And I'm just going to play it for you now. So here you go.
Yeah. Hey, how angry are you about Kiss still in your whole act? That was annoying. That annoyed me. I'm annoyed on your behalf.
If they were a better band, I would be really annoyed.
They were a rubbish band. Kiss were a rubbish band. They always were.
Well, they sell everything, you know.
I know, but how come people go, what's wrong with people? No. Just listen to an album. They're almost unlistenable.
I said, I don't mind if you... Well, this was their statement. They said, if one Alice works, then four ought to work.
Yeah.
That's what they told the press. And I went, okay, if you're that upfront about it, okay. At least you're not trying to...
I always felt a little bit sorry for one who had to be the cat, though. Because the other guys, at least they had fairly cool makeup. And then one of them, you're going to be a cat. Who did I upset? Yeah, I'm going to be the demon. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm going to be like the sexy guy. You're going to be a cat.
Yeah.
Most of his adult life's been dressed like a cat.
In fact, my drummer doubles as that guy. So every time we see him now, we go, meow. No, we just
a little bowl of milk down for him. Obviously a big Alice Cooper fan, has emailed and said, will you be touring with your regular drummer, Eric Singer, this
Eric
time?
Singer, yes.
And this is from Nige in Stoke-on-Trent. How perfect is that Nige in Stoke-on-Trent is very keen to find out if you've got your regular drummer?
Yes, I do.
Does it make a big difference to you who's drumming behind
you? Yeah, it does. It does. He's the truck driver. You have to have a drummer that really knows how to drive a band. You can have a drummer that drums, and then a drummer like Keith Moon that drives a band.
Right. So a real kind of the powerhouse, the engine, the core.
Yeah, yeah.
The nuclear the core at the middle of the plant.
That's it.
$1 Million Babies. What a great album that is, eh?
The Kiss Podcast, bringing you the best Kiss info. You wanted the best. You've got the best. The hottest podcast in the world. All Kiss.
We want to do something. I got to tell you something, people. Before we got on stage tonight, somebody came up to me back there and said, Paul, why are you calling this the Asylum Tour? I said, people, take a look out there at these motherfuckers here in Charlotte. They are crazy! Now we want to do something for you now. This song is off the album Asylum. It's called All Night.
Send it in. Make it so.
Let's rock.
Let's rock!
You are listening to Roxy's Big Rock Show. Coming to you from somewhere in between Los Angeles, California, and Stockholm, Sweden. Because wherever you are is the place to be.
Right. Now, since we're on the subject of Alice Cooper, I thought I would play a nice promo for the Roxy 77 podcast. Now, Ryan Roxy is, of course, the guitarist for the Alice Cooper band. And he's doing his own podcast, and I told you about his podcast in the earlier editions of the KISS podcast. But he's doing a great job, and... because Alice is still touring at the moment, doing a world tour, Roxy is doing his podcast trail from the road. So if you want to check that out, just go to roxy77.blogspot.com. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. And yeah, if you want to subscribe and listen to what he has got to say about the tour, his personal things and Alice Cooper, etc., just go check out roxy77.blogspot.com. All right, so much for promos. I've got another one here, another great promo. And if you have any promos for your own podcast, just email them to me, and I will be happy to play them on the KISS podcast. You know, make a little promotion for your podcast. And here's one from the Evil Genius Chronicles, all the way from the U.S.
Now you should listen to this because this concerns you.
Hi, this is Dave Slusher from the Evil Genius Chronicles.
Shenanigans will ensue.
It's a show where we play indie music from groups who won't sue your nuts off for spreading their name.
I'm ready to rock right now. Are you kidding me?
It's a show about voices, mine, yours, and everyone's. I talk about what's on my mind. I converse with musicians, filmmakers, ordinary citizens, and ne'er-do-wells of all stripes. Check out evilgeniuschronicles.org for more information and to subscribe.
We did what you told us. We stuck it to the man.
If you give me the gift of a little of your time, I promise to try to entertain, enlighten, and maybe even baffle you. Evil Genius Chronicles. Thanks.
All right, just check out Mike Slusher's Evil Genius Chronicles. I'm also going to put a link to that podcast in the show notes. And while you're at it, also check out Lindy's podcast. It's actually a German blues podcast, and they were kind enough to make a little promotion for the KISS podcast in their show. And you can find the German blues podcast at lindyspodcast.blogspot.com. Also, I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. So, Martin, thanks a lot for playing my promo, and yeah, here's a little promotion back for you. Speaking of promos, I've been making one to promote the KISS podcast, and I've been trying to get this promo played on the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, but yeah, I don't know if he's busy or, yeah, of course he's busy because he's flying from San Francisco back and forth to Guilford every other week or every other month or whatever. And he's got 11,000 emails in his Gmail box unanswered. But yeah, so far he hasn't played my promo. I submitted it to Adam about, well, I've lost count, about six to ten times. I don't know exactly anymore. But if Adam listens to this podcast, or if you know Adam personally, just tell him to play my promo. So, yeah, we can promote the KISS podcast through broader audience. And, yeah, I'll just try to submit it once more. You never know what's going to happen. Anyway, I was making the promo for Adam, and I actually came along a KISS cover done by Cher, no less. You know, Gene's former girlfriend in the 70s. And she actually did a cover for A World Without Heroes. Now, I never personally heard that song, so it was actually quite a nice find for me to find out
that she did a Kiss cover. And it's really nice rendition of Wilbur Terrier's. And I'd love to play it for you. So here's Cher with A World Without Heroes.
I'm Paul Stanley.
And I'm Gene Simmons.
And you are listening to the KISS Podcast. Rock and roll just the way you like it. All KISS.
Now, I have to make a small apology to everyone who voted on KISS test number 7. And the winner of that KISS test voting was the song It's My Life, sung by Gene. A demo done by Gene, and I forgot to play it on the last KISS podcast. So I'm sorry about that. I'm actually going to play it now for you. And right after that, I'm going to play Almost Human, which was the winner of the KISS test number 7, which followed after that. And I'm actually going to play a special version of Almost Human, which is done by the UK band Sacktrick. It's actually a super great version. But first I'm going to make up my mistake by not playing the song on the last KISS test. So here's It's My Life, demo by Gene.
Hey!
take over most of man's menial work. But my people are far superior. They're almost human.
Idea of switching channels? Don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is time for the KISS test.
Oh, you are still with me. All right. Well, let's do a KISS test then. Rock and roll. But first, let me give you the answers to the last KISS test, which was KISS test number 7. And of course, the answers to that KISS test were Rise to It, Almost Human, and Let Me Know. Now, these were all played backwards, and I can tell you that nobody, and I repeat, nobody got it right. So, this KISS test, I'm going to do the same thing again because it was so hard. I'm going to play some backward songs and you have to guess which songs they are. And pay very close attention because I have something special lined up after you hear the clips. But first, let me play you a special message all the way from Japan.
Konnichiwa, KISS fans. My name is Greg. My wife and I live here in Hiroshima, Japan. I just want to say thanks to Dion for doing such a great job with the KISS podcast. I have to commute back and forth to work every day on the bus and the train, and I'm always using my iPod. It's got the KISS podcast on it, and it's a really good companion for me. I also like to say I'm glad that the podcast reaches out to an international audience. It's kind of cool. I get the chance to know what's going on in the KISS Nation from everywhere around the world, and I think the more we all concentrate on the things we have in common, like listening to KISS, the better off everybody will be. Again, thanks. Keep up the good work. Rock on. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Woo! Wow, great production on that audio comment, Greg. Thanks a lot for going through all that trouble and sending me that audio comment. Great stuff. Now, especially because it's all the way from Japan. And I can tell you now up front that in the future we've got a Japanese KISS podcast lined up.
But first, let me just concentrate on the KISS test. Now, the same principle applies as last week. I'm going to play some backwards KISS song and you have to guess which ones they are. So pay attention, because here's number one.
Number two. Number three.
Like I said, backwards again. Now, here's a small clue. All songs are sung by Paul Stanley. Now, that should narrow it down a little bit. And why is that important? Well, this week I've got prizes. Well, actually, I've got one prize. I've got a giant prize, no less. Now, the prize you can win for guessing the right answers on this week's KISS test is a very big and exclusive poster. Now, you probably saw this poster posted on the news section of KISSCollector.com, and they were posted about a month ago. Now, one of Holland's classic radio stations, City FM Classic Rock, were doing an advertising campaign. And the campaign consisted of billboards featuring famous rock stars, and one of them was Gene Simmons. Now, they put all these rock stars on a pedestal, literally. And you can see a 3D rendering of Gene's head, on top of a pedestal. And this poster is really, really huge. It's over 2 meters. And I would just like to thank Wim Starman for donating this poster so I can give it away as a prize here on the KISS test. But if you know the answers, and I'll put a picture of the poster in the show notes so you can see what you can win, actually. But if you know the answers, send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com, or you can use the contact form on the website to submit your answers. And if you're feeling really crazy, you know, you can record an audio file and send me an audio comment with the correct answers. Now, I'm going to figure out how in God's name I'm going to ship this poster to the winner. But first, there has to be a winner. So get cracking, and I'll talk to you in the next KISS test about who has won this fabulous poster. So let's get back to the show.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the KISS Podcast. All KISS, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
Now, you probably already know about Gene's Rock School TV project. I'm going to be talking about it in the next KISS Podcast, along with some other great things I've got lined up for you. Such as an interview with Dutch tribute band Sick, and I conducted an interview with German rocker Mike Stone and his band, and I'm going to be making a special podcast about him and his band and his other band Time in one of the next shows. And I'm just going to leave you now with a special song. It's not a KISS song, actually, but this song is actually, was born because of podcasting, and it's become very fast the national anthem of podcasting. And it's a really rocking song. It's done by Cruise Box. And you should really listen to the text, because it's really about podcasting. And since we do KISS and we're about podcasting, I thought I'd just play the song for you. So until next show, rock and roll!
Summer, when mainstream radio was such a fucking bummer.
motherfuckers did it for the money, but somebody heard the call. Now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast, rocking fucking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it and pot it on a podcast. No one's gonna stop you. Tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. The revolution. Your first computer, that piece of shit was like a freaking roto-rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is fucking loads of Adam Curry. Yes, somebody heard the call. Now you can have it all. MP3 killed the radio star.
I'm Gene Simmons, and I wear more makeup and higher heels than your mommy does.
Rockin' your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.